I'm glad that some of you are using your books. Now, my parents are usually here with me, or I'm here with them. And you know, Mom, if you know my mother, push a pencil. So where's your book, John?
I left it there.
Yeah? All right. I want you to see. Very good. I want to see something on that page tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And the reason we want to do that is because we're told to study God's Word, right? Study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And it helps us as we write. And it was one thing I just wanted to call your attention to. In the back of this, your little booklet here, we had the page on the commands of Jesus, right? But then there was also a page next to it that says, what does it say, Jason?
Methods of Bible study.
Methods of Bible study. And I put this in here, not necessarily for your time here at camp, but when you go back home, I'm believing, I'm trusting that God will have implanted a love for His Word in your heart so that you'll want to, someone said, dive into it. You know, get into it. Study for yourself. And there's different ways to study God's Word, and you have some of them listed here. All right, even topics you could study. Do you see that? Everyone see that? So, I can't go home with every one of you. Thank God for that. But I want to ask you, would you commit to study God's Word this year when you're back home? Could we commit to that? To doing better? You know, Brother Tom mentioned that a working knowledge of the Bible is more valuable than a college education. Now, I have a college education, but I'm so thankful that I have the Bible. And by God's grace, I want to apply that to my life. I want to know more of His Word and find Jesus in this book more and more. And so we need to study. Okay, so however you want, you can read down those that list, and you study a topic, you can read a book through. You know, it's good to have some kind of method to approach our Bibles. You know, it's not just like I wake up in the morning and I go, Lord, okay, ready, here I go. All right, that's not really the way to do it, or to read haphazardly. You know, let's apply ourselves as we would our studies. Some of you are, I'm sure, are good students in school. How many are good students in school? Come on, raise your hand. Raise your hand. But we give ourselves to our studies, don't we? We give ourselves, and we want to do our best. Well, what about God's Word? All right, so that's just something I wanted to leave with you. Now, just let's look at this. And so that's why you have these booklets, because I want us to get into the habit. You know, when we open our Bibles, maybe it's good to have a page open, a blank page. Some of you have journals. I know that's a good thing. Get a notebook. Fill up notebooks with your study notes. And as you write, God will speak to you and bless you. Okay. Now in this chapter here, the 19th Psalm, it talks about God's glory, and as was mentioned already, it seems the psalmist contrasts the glory of the heavens, or compares that with the glory of His Word. The glory of divine revelation surpasseth this creation, God's glory in creation. It's wonderful to consider God's handiwork. But something is greater than that. It's this Word of God given to us. God has spoken to us in His Word. And that glory, the glory of this book, surpasseth the glory of creation. And then these different phrases, or you know, even in the different translations, you have the law of the Lord, right? How else is God's Word titled? The statutes of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord, the commands of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the ordinance of the Lord, the testimonies. of the Lord or the testimony of the Lord. But all of them have that phrase attached, of the Lord, Jehovah. This is Jehovah's word. This is Jehovah's law. And some commentators, scholars, they tell you the difference between all of these things, the law and, you know, the how that's more the precepts and the testimony. They link that back to the Old Testament covenant that God made. It was called the Ark of the Testimony because the Ten Commandments were there that symbolized God's covenant with his people and the different ordinances that they had to live by. Well, all of them speak to us an aspect of God's law. The law of the Lord is perfect. It doesn't need anything to be added to it. It's complete. It's just what you and I need. It's perfect for us. No one needs to add to it. You know, there was a time when, how should I say this? There was a time when you can get Bibles that have all kinds of notes around them, you know? And that's good. Study Bibles are good. But then there was the thought that there should be nothing else on that page except the Word of God. We don't really need to add to it. It helps. It helps when someone instructs us and shows us the meanings of things. But God's Word is perfect.
Yes, amen.
It's complete. It's just what we need. It's filled with all good. And as we've heard, it does the work it was intended to do. It's powerful. It's effective. And then the thought of it being trustworthy. We can rely upon God's Word. It's unchanging. It says there, the commandments of the Lord are right. Right? Does it say that? Gives guidance. It exactly agrees with God's eternal purposes. Because it's His Word. You get the picture? Do you love the Bible? It says, more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Beloved, I should have bought gold years ago. What do you think? Right?
You should have bought gold. You have gold. I should have bought gold.
No, I shouldn't have. But those riches that we place so much value on, and yet David says that this is more precious than gold, than fine gold. Hallelujah. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. But let's just look at those last few verses in closing, because I think that's really important. Here we see in the verse 12 through 14, he presents God's Word to us, but in these verses he presents, I think, the benefits. The benefits. Why is it more precious than gold? Why is it sweeter than honey? Because it shows us ourselves. Hidden faults. We sang that last night. The fellows did. Show me the things of which I am unconscious. As I read God's Word, He speaks to me. He shows me things that maybe aren't in line with His Word. And so I need to read the commands of Jesus. I need to read the epistles. I need to get that instruction that I need for my daily life. And then keep your servant also from presumptuous or willful sins. May they not rule over me. I think we had that in Psalm 119. Order my steps in your word so that no sin would have dominion over me. Rule over me. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So when that temptation comes, how do I resist? With the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And then that great prayer at the end. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my strength, and my redeemer. Lord, we want our thoughts to be pleasing to you. We want our words to be pleasing to you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so, Lord, may your word find its rightful place in each of our hearts. May we experience that cleansing, the renewing of our minds as we allow God's word to take root. Just one other thought. We fill our minds with a lot of things. How many of you have an iPod or you like to walk around with those things in your ears? What are you listening to? You want to tell me? I mean, you don't have to tell. What do you listen to? You do?
Good for you.
I'm going to call you and follow up on that. But no, let's be honest. I haven't really, talked much on that. I don't like to beat it over your head, but what do you listen to? Because that gets in, you see, it gets into our minds, it gets into our hearts. How much better to allow God's word to get into our hearts. You can listen to God's word. It's an app on your phone. Did you know that? And you can listen in all kinds of translations. See, there's not a want of God's word. You understand that, Luke? It's not accessible to us. It's so accessible. It's so accessible to us. And yet we sometimes neglect it. I have a wonderful treasure. This gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, again we bow our hearts before your word. Lord, make your word precious to us. Make your word sweet, our delight. And Lord, help us to be very practical in reading your word and meditating on it and studying it. God, make us students of the Bible. May we seek to find you. I believe Sister Robinson said it this way, the truths of the Bible are just pathways to the feet of Jesus. Jesus, we want to see you and find you and hear you in your word. And so lead us. Lead us to that fountain of life. I pray for each of us that there would be a greater hunger, a greater desire for these words of life. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.